Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with some football this morning. Chelsea have beaten Tottenham again. Enzo Fernandez with the game's only goal in the second half. The 1-0 win for Chelsea sees them climbing back into the top four. Defeat for Spurs piling more pressure on head coach Ange Postecoglou, whose side now stay 14th. Let's get the thoughts of the Blues boss, Enzo Maresca.
Was a very good performance. I think we deserve to win the game. We create enough chances probably already first half to score. And then I think the performance was very good. In the last 10 minutes, I think the team show also effort, togetherness, spirit, and is something that we need.
Yeah, we stay with football. It was a very sore Thursday evening for Orlando Pirates fans. In a statement, the Buccaneers confirmed that coach Jose Riviero is leaving at the end of the season after not opting to sign a new contract. He's been there for 3 years. We saw an episode last week on Bucks camp, and it felt like the coach was saying goodbye. Well, it's been confirmed. The plumber, Jose Riviero, is leaving Escodini at the end of the season. Let's go back quickly to Chelsea. Once again, Spurs boss Ange Postecoglou, he's in the hot seat, not winning games. VAR is still not his friend, and he's very critical of the system after their equaliser was disallowed.
It's killing the game, but no one cares about that. I think everyone loves the drama, the controversy. I'm sure there'll be 24-hour sort of discussion around, and I think that's what everyone wants. They're not interested in really that. It's just killing the spectacle of the game.
Yeah, the Kolkata Knight Riders bounced back from Monday's 8-week loss to Mumbai Indians with the 80-run victory over the Sunrisers Hyderabad at Eden Gardens. That was in the IPL. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.